after last night, we were 14-2, and I think this morning we're 0-0. Don't know who the next game is, but we know it, whoever it is will be a team that wins this coming weekend, which means they'll be a very good team to win in that wild card round of the playoffs. So I think right now, most important thing for us is to try to improve in our own performance and preparation, doing things that we can do to help ourselves, and then once we find out who we're going to play, then we'll be a little more specific. Right now, we have to prepare for three teams, and then we know whether that gets trimmed down at the end of the weekend. So that's where we're at for today.
We saw you use several combinations in the game, as you mentioned, a good chance to get players game experience that maybe haven't played as much. Curious your thoughts on if Matt Light went down, would you go Ojanaka at left tackle, or would you flip Vollmer over and then put Ojanaka in at right side?
That comes up. We'll make a decision we feel is best for our team at that time, depending on who we're playing and so forth. So, it's part of the evaluation yesterday is to see who can do what. But, all those guys have done it. Lavoir's played over there. Ojanaka's played over there. Vollmer's played over there. So, that's part of keeping everybody, having our depth on our team to have players that can play multiple positions is to keep everybody ready to go there. So, hopefully we would have some options. Hopefully it won't come to that, but if it did, we'd have a couple options to consider.
What were your thoughts on Taylor Price's first game action of the season?
Thought he did some good things. It's really his first chance to play since preseason. I thought he did some good things. Caught the ball inside, caught it in some traffic. Some other things he could have done better, but I thought he showed up and made some positive plays for us.
One other kind of random thing. Was that Kyle Love on kickoff coverage?
I think Kyle was on two kickoffs, yeah.
Was that something that he kind of wanted to do that was kind of quirky and, sort of like the drop kick, or was that something that you actually might do since he moves okay for a big guy?
I thought he was pretty competitive running down there and covering, so. You never know when you need might need an extra guy.
Phil, can
this a case, Bill, of the Dan Connolly situation? You get all these big guys champing at the bit, wanting to get on the special teams?
No, I don't think it's so much a case of that. It's just, we only have so many guys on our team, and special teams, you've got really 66 spots there when you look at all six units and, 11 guys apiece. That's a lot of players just in the kicking game, so. You can't have a backup for every position. Just not enough guys. But, somewhere along the line, you have to practice people that can, in an emergency, have to go in there and play. And, again, yesterday we were fortunate. We had a few kickoffs, and we were able to put Kyle in there and take a look at in a game situation and let him do some of the things that, or one of the things that he's done in practice.
So how did you feel Brian Hoyer responded in that first half when you kind of put him in there in that, just kind of sudden situation? How do you feel he responded to that?
Some good things, some things he could have done better.
Could that be an evaluation for his play throughout the afternoon or just in that specific situation? Do you think he did better in the second half?
The first half was a much shorter. He's only in for a handful of plays. Second half, he had an opportunity to play more. But, I would say overall that would be true for the whole game. He did a lot of good things. He, handled himself and the team well in a lot of situations. There's a couple things that he definitely could do better. And, I'm sure he's aware of some of those. The other ones are maybe more subtle, and we'll point those out to him. No different than any other player, really.
Time for a couple final questions.
Bill, this is a tough day around the league for a lot of guys, with coaches getting fired and staff changing and all that. Do you take any time to reflect on what kind of a day this is for a lot of those, you know, a lot of those guys, coaches getting fired after two or three seasons, and kind of the reality of all this.
Well, I think that's, yeah, unfortunately, that's kind of the way it is in the National Football League these days. I mean, a lot of coaches didn't even make it through the season. So, guys, you know, one year they're in the Super Bowl, the next year they're out of a job. I mean, we've seen that over the last, you know, 5-6 years. You know, a lot of great coaches getting fired at the end of the season, or a lot of guys, you know, not in football, that when you start to look at Super Bowl coaches and Super Bowl champion coaches and coaches with outstanding records and multiple division championships and so forth, you know, that aren't coaching a team at the end of the year, you know, you can put together a pretty impressive list. So I think that's kind of the nature of the National Football League right now. It's unfortunate to me. It's an unfortunate commentary on it, but you know, you'd have to ask the people that are doing the hiring and firing about that.
Bill, in regards to running back Danny Woodhead, is it too early to tell if what kept him out of the game yesterday would be something that could keep him out of the playoffs?
Well, like we always do, Mike, we'll bring the players in. They'll be in on Wednesday, and we'll go from there.
Take a final question.
Bill, I'm just curious. The team seems to really have bought into the fact that there's always room for improvement, and despite the 14 wins, and I'm just curious how difficult a sell has that been this year for these guys?
You know, one thing I'll say about this team, they've been pretty consistent. Come to work every day, want to improve, want to get better, and I think that's a great attitude and a great approach to have. I think really, you know, all of us should be that way. You know, we all come in. There's certainly things we can all do better. Once you recognize and identify what those are, then you take the next step and figure out what you need to do to correct the situation or improve it, and then you work at it. And then generally, eventually, what will happen is it will improve. It will get better. And I think our players, for the most part, have done a good job of taking constructive criticism. More importantly, trying to do something about it and trying to improve it. And I think we've seen positive results both on the practice field and in the games, that hard work and those corrections, you know, have resulted in better performance. And when that's the case, then that usually makes it a lot easier to do it the next time. It reinforces the whole process, and that's what we all need to do. You know, we need to continue to coach better, to game plan better, to practice better, to play better, and, you know, each the next game we play will be the toughest game of the year. We know that. So whatever we did in the past, whatever it was or wasn't, it needs to be better. It needs to be our best. We're going to get our toughest competition in our next game. So I think that's what we're all pointing for. And however we can improve our performance between now and then, I think all of us should do whatever we can to address that and improve it. That's our commitment to each other. That's our commitment to the team. And I'd say overall the players have done a good job of that during the season. And, you know, I mean, again, it's no different for the coaching staff. I mean, there's certainly a lot of things we can do better. I mean, I know I can do a better job of coaching in certain areas, and I'm sure that goes for the rest of the staff. And, you know, we got to work harder to, you know, make sure that we do as good a job as we can do to prepare and coach the players so they can do their jobs.
All right, everyone. Thank you, Coach.
All right.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you Wednesday.